Blog Talk Radio.
This is Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Make sure you check us out on blogtalkradio.com. Get Deep and Keep It Real. You can also find us on Facebook, Get Deep and Keep It Real, and of course on Twitter. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to hit us up on our Facebook account and on our Twitter account. So any comments or questions or any special requests for guests or show topics, please always feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. And if you would like to call into the show, please do. Our number is 347-215-9738. That's 347-215-9738. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla.
Good afternoon, my lovely listeners. How are you today? This is Tiffany Camilla on Get Deep and Keep It Real, where you can find me at Get Deep and Keep It Real, Blog Talk Radio, and Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook or Twitter. So please make sure you hit me up there. And if you have any questions for the show today, please be more than welcome to call. We love it when you call. Our number here is 347-215-9738. Once again, that's 347-215-9738. Well, did you miss me last week? I missed you. But after having three back-to-back shows the week before, Sister Girl needed to have a little rest. So we've had a little rest and relaxation, and now it's time to get the show back on the road. And I'm very excited today. We're going to be talking love, love, love. Oh, what a wonderful word, love. We need all the love we can get in this world today, whether it's, you know, social kind of love, just, you know, love for humanity and your fellow human being, or whether it's that love that you have from parent to child, brother to sister, sister to sister, mother, mother to father. You get what I'm saying. But especially these other two kinds of love. Love as far as what you may have in that intimate relationship. But the most number one important kind of love is that love that you have for yourself. So today, we're going to kind of explore a little bit of all of that. But the main focus is going to be how you loving yourself more can improve your relationships with others, and especially that intimate relationship that you may be in. So we have a very special guest today, and she is just like the queen bee when it comes to love. Miss Leslie Love, don't you love the name? She's going to be joining us today, and we're just going to be talking about the whole compass of things, just, you know, spiritual love and how that can just totally enhance you and your relationships. So let's get her on the line. Let her explain to you what exactly she's all about and what she's bringing to the table, because she can do it a little bit better than I can. And I'm just so excited. I don't even know what I want to talk about. So without further ado, let's welcome Miss Leslie Love. Come on, computer, please act right today.
Tiffany?
Hi, Leslie. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Can you hear me? Can you hear me just fine?
Yes, I can. Yes,
oh, good.
You sound perfectly clear. You just
Thank
had a
you.
Small delay.
Okay. Well, you have a very, very beautiful voice, I must say. So
Thank
I let you,
you
know that.
So much. I feel blessed to have my voice back because I had lost it for like 3 months, 2 years ago. And so once I got it back, I was determined to do this radio show. I was like, nothing else is going to stop me, whether I have one listener or 20 million listeners. I'm going to do this show because I love my voice. So I'm happy.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's self-love right there, loving your voice.
That's right. Well, Leslie, I want to, you know, welcome you to the show And I'm so happy you were able to join me. I've been wanting to have you on my show for quite a long time. And I think this is just the perfect time in our society right now to be talking about love, because there's just so much negativity and war and distrust going on. And I felt like my heart has been very heavy for a long time. And as much as I want to talk about those issues, I feel like a conversation of love needs to take place. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure. I mean, in North America, especially Canada and the United States, people are suffering from a lack of touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not connected. We're not really loving one another. You know, people are just like living isolated, going to work, paying their bills. You know, they're on their cell phone, on their computer, whatever, but people aren't really connecting, even husbands and wives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really seeing that because in my line of work, which is, you know, I am a sex worker, so my clients are men, and a lot of my clients are married men, and a lot of them, they tell me that, you know, they're not having sex with their wife, or they barely have sex with their wife, or if they do have sex with their wife, she's not responsive.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really enjoying it. And so they look for that nurturing that they need, because everyone needs nurturing. And for men, you know, especially because they really have to have touch. They have to have sexual encounters on a regular basis. Otherwise, their testosterone goes down. They don't feel good. They don't feel like a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have clients come to me and I give them a sensual massage from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
So I massage their scalp. You know, I run my fingers through their hair. I massage their face, their lips, their ears, the back of their neck, the front of their neck, their entire chest, their nipple, like just everything. I massage the whole body. And then, you know, at the end, I always end off either with a penis massage where I massage their penis with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really, really good because I do it real slow. Or I give them fellatio or blowjob. And that's also really amazing and healing to my clients, because men aren't, they're not getting this enough.
Right.
They're not, a lot of them even tell me, even if they are having intercourse, they'll say that their wife doesn't massage them. Their girlfriend doesn't massage them. The girlfriend is not interested in hugging.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a whole bunch of men coming to me, you know, just for that nurturing.
Mm-hmm. And men do like to be hugged. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is really an epidemic, you know. Like, we're not talking about this in society, but we should be, because a lot of people, as I said earlier, are touch starved. They're not getting the affection, the nurturing, or even the sexual satisfaction that they should be having.
Right.
So part of my mission is to help to remedy that.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but one thing I really wanted to point out, and please correct me if I'm wrong, this is just totally my opinion, but I feel like oral sex, whether it's on the male or on the female, because I'm a big advocate of reciprocity, because I feel like I give, you know, very good oral sex. And so I want my partner to love me just as much as I'm loving them, you know, full force. And so I feel like that exchange between two partners is almost as more intimate than the actual intercourse itself.
Yeah, I can agree to that. I really love 69. I love doing 69 with my clients. It's very healing. You can nurture a man's penis with your mouth.
Mm.
And that's also pleasurable for the woman as well. You know, fellatio feels amazing to me. You know, it's just, like, people just really, really, really need this. Like, one thing that I particularly enjoy and that my clients enjoy is buttocks massage.
Right.
That's something that a lot of people ignore or don't even consider. But the buttocks is an erogenous zone for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend a lot of time massaging, you know, lightly or deep tissue, the buttocks and the butt crease and the opening to the rectum and the perineum, the area between the scrotum and the anus.
Right.
Those areas are so sensitive and so in need of touch. I mean, I just cannot emphasize that enough. Like, people really, really need to have their buttocks touched and massaged and kissed and licked and all of those things. Like, the buttocks really enjoy that kind of thing. So I would definitely want to encourage your listeners to spend more time in that area. It's not taboo. It's actually a very beautiful area of the body.
Right, right. And one area that I want to include in that are the feet. The feet, I mean, the Chinese have a down pat. The feet are like the nerve center besides the brain. And people 100%. Miss out on that.
I had a client last night who did an amazing foot reflexology massage on my feet. And, I mean, he just had me totally, like moaning and groaning and screaming and crying just
right.
on my feet.
Exactly.
It was amazing. I was like, wow. You know, it's so crazy that, you know, we, America, you know, makes this thing against the law to give a penis massage or you know, fellatio or intercourse or whatever.
Right.
I mean, the way I see this, what I'm doing is a healing modality. It's really actually healing people and healing me too, because, you know, I used to feel bad about wanting to have sex with a whole bunch of people. And now this is what I do for a living, and I get paid well, and I really enjoy it, and it's really fulfilling, and I really help people in a way that no other modality is able to help people.
And I wanted to point out to my listeners that you're located in Canada where this is legal.
That's correct. Yeah, so I'm safe here. If I was in the United States,
so just so I don't get any crazy calls and messages, it's legal where she is, you know.
But
we're
know,
very
interestingly,
sorry,
I do get a lot of American. I do get a lot of American clients. American businessmen who travel to Toronto. You know, they find me on Backpage and they call me. So about 40% of my clients are American.
Right, right. And I really want to get a little bit more in depth into this conversation about good, bad, dirty. You know, it's so sad that, especially in American society, how we have pretty much kind of equated any type of sexual activity outside of so-called marriage as bad and not good. But then we still even send mixed messages, because then even within the context of so-called marriages, we have all these supposed rules that we're supposed to follow, and then people get stuck, and then they're not happy, and then they don't know, and then they're not taught to talk to each other about their fantasies and desires. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a fantasy. Do you have to act on everyone? No. Should you feel free to at least discuss it? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, but whatever's done in the context of your bedroom, kitchen, your own private space or a hotel room or whatever should be between you and whatever partner you choose to be with.
Correct, correct. You know, it's interesting. One of my clients that I had several months ago from Long Island, he was married for 30 years, and his wife doesn't know that he pays for sex workers.
Right.
But we had a good conversation, and you know, he said to me that the way he looks at it, he thinks that the sex workers he's been with actually save his marriage.
Right, I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, because you know, I mean, if you've been with somebody for 30 years, you're not really wanting to have sex with them anymore.
Right.
And, I mean, when he gets a chance to be with somebody new, it just, like, enlivens him. So when he goes back to his wife after a business trip or whatever, he's like, you know, on top of the world.
Right.
Unfortunately, he doesn't feel that he can tell his wife about this because, you know, she would divorce him.
Right.
But it's really sad because, you know, someone like me, like I have no intention of tearing apart any marriage. You know, I want marriages to stay together. You know, if anything, I see myself as a support to marriages.
Exactly.
Not a replacement. I'm not trying to replace any wife out there.
Right. And I think that's what's often missed. I kind of call it like a sex toy, but you're just a live enhancement, you know. And that's the kind of conversations I've kind of had with various partners. It's like, you know, when you choose to invite, you know, people into your relationships, whether it's sexually or just as within a friendship, you know, these are, you know, just enhancements to expand the relationship, to hopefully make it better.
Absolutely.
And to make
you
a better person.
It's just we've been so brainwashed to believe that, you know, once you meet somebody and you get married, you're not supposed to have an attraction to anyone else for the rest of your life.
Right. Exactly.
And that's not natural. Like there's no way.
Right.
I mean, there's just no way. Like, humans are not built like that. Men and women like variety. It doesn't mean that we don't love the person that we're with.
Right.
But as human beings, as part of the animal species or animal kingdom, it's natural for us to desire a variety of partners for sex and companionship and affection and, you know, emotional bonding and conversation and so forth. It's just natural. When we shut that down, then we end up with a society like what we have today where people are just so, like, miserable and so cut off from one another and so afraid to speak their truth. And so many women are shut down sexually. They can't even have an orgasm.
Right. Exactly.
They're not having an orgasm with their husband. You know, so many women are refusing to have sex. Some women are going like a decade or more without sex.
And it's sad because I feel like your sexuality is an extension of who you are as a human being. And when you, outside of a religious component, you know, or a meditative component, when you're choosing not to have sex, you're choosing to shut down on yourself. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation today about love, whether it's sexual or not, how you still need both to enhance who you are as a person.
Absolutely. You know, I would not just encourage the men to open up and be free. The women need their freedom too. It has to go both ways.
Exactly.
I'm not advocating that men can just screw around and women have to just be with one person. No. Women need variety. I know for me, I've been with dozens of men this year, like probably over 100. But the good thing about it is that I have learned so much about how to make love because I have so many experiences that, you know, I consider myself like a professional at lovemaking because I have so many techniques, so many experiences. I've been around so many different kinds of men, so many personalities that, like, and not only that, not only do I know how to make love to a man, but I enjoy myself. Like, I have orgasms with my clients, and I love it. I totally love it. Like, it's doing sex work has been one of the most freeing and empowering decisions that I've ever made. Like, I feel amazing. Yeah. And the money's good, too.
Right. Girl, I mean, you making me, I'm like, quit now. You might have some competition in Canada. Come on now. I'm just saying.
Head you know, about. A lot of, like I said, I don't know if I said earlier, but a lot of my clients are very surprised when I orgasm with them. Because, again, they have tried to go to other sex workers before, and, you know, they say a lot of sex workers are robotic, meaning that they just go through the motions, you know, just do what they have to do, hurry up, try to get the guy off, get him to climax as quickly as possible, take their money and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that with me. You know, I actually, you know, spend time hugging and talking and just being close and really nurturing my clients. And they try to do the same thing back to me. They then want to massage me and touch me and get to know my body. And then when they see me having, you know, clitoral and G-spot and full body and all kinds of orgasms, they're just like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. Like, and I really feel that, you know, men, this is what they really want from women. They want to see women pleasured and happy and sexually satisfied. That is just like the most beautiful thing to a man.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's not anything else. It's not any of the bullshit that we think that women need to do to please a man and be a wife material. What men really enjoy is to see a woman completely satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
That is just amazing to a man. And so many men are not getting that experience.
Right. Right. Well, I'm just going to broaden that. So many people aren't getting that.
Correct.
I feel like our society, I mean, actually, scientific fact, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know I've read this just in my studies, that babies, for example, premature babies, if they are, you know, held on schedule, they tend to thrive better than if they're just left in an incubator or whatever, left alone. So that touch is so important. In my own experience in working with the elderly and people who are sick, people tend to heal much faster when they are maybe getting massage or even just a squeeze of the hand. But that human touch tends to speed up the healing process. I know in my own personal experience, I broke my ankle, and just the massaging of the leg sped up the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole conversation of hugging and touch is a formulation that could actually heal the world, in my opinion.
Yes, 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 absolutely. We need each other. We need each other. We need to touch one another. Now, it doesn't have to be sexual.
Right.
We need to just be able to hug or hold hands. When I visited East Africa several years ago, I was really surprised to see that men would walk around holding hands with each other. Like, that's
right.
How it is over there. And in India as well, like the men that are friends with each other, they hold hands.
Right.
And it's not
in Korea. In South Korea, kind of the same thing. You see women holding hands together, and you see guys being, you know, hugging each other and, you know, holding hands as well. And so, but I thought what was kind of funny, I taught there, and I think I maybe surprised a couple of my students sometimes, being very excited for them, maybe they got something right, and hugging them. And so that was, you know, kind of different for them. Wow, this lady's hugging me, you know, she's not Korean. And so that was, you know, kind of a weird, uncomfortable moment for a while. But then they were able to see, hey, man, teacher really loves me, really cares about me, you know, by expressing that hug and not just, hey, you did a good job, verbal type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we need a little bit more of that, and maybe not so much criticism. And sometimes criticism is received better when it comes along with a hug. You know, I kind of love you, but I need you to get your shit right, you know?
You are so right. You're so right. If you massage somebody's shoulders or, you know, just hold their hand or whatever when you're telling them something, it's going to come across a lot easier than, you know, if you're separated from them.
Right.
That's so true. That is just
I mean,
so
a
true.
Lot of times when I'm having a, you know, very serious conversation maybe with someone that I'm being intimate with, I try to, you know, engage their eyes, engage their hands, and be close to them to let them know, hey, I really care about you, but here's a problem I'm having.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm not saying the touch is the cure-all to everything, but it's definitely
right.
something that we need more of. We definitely
exactly.
need it. It's just heartbreaking.
Right.
How much people are going without touch.
Right. Now, I can't believe this time is going by so fast. Wow. One other thing I really want to touch on is, so how can loving love itself, and whether it's sexual or not, how can that enhance us individually as human beings, male or female? How can it free us to then be better lovers to our partners or whoever we're being in relationship with? Can you kind of...
That's a good question. That's a good question. I know for me, when I touch my, when I massage them, I'm touching them with intent.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm actually thinking about nurturing them. And I also visualize sending them energy from my hands, because there's
mm-hmm.
a chakra in the palm of each hand, which connects to the heart chakra. So when I'm touching, even their penis, if I'm touching the head of their penis, I'm visualizing sending light from the center of my hand, from the palm of my hand, into their penis or into their skin
mm-hmm.
or into their heart or wherever. So I'm doing it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And my clients don't necessarily know what I'm doing, because I don't necessarily tell them, but they
mm-hmm.
do feel it. I had one client, I think he's in his 60s, and he said to me, like, my touch feels like love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I touch him so good that he just feels completely loved.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not a boyfriend. He's a client.
Right.
But yet
right.
he feels love
mm-hmm.
by me. And yes, it's sexually arousing. But you know what, people, we need that too. That's part of it. You're gonna get turned on when someone touches you in that way.
Mm.
We have to stop being afraid to be sexually aroused.
Thank you.
So another thing too, people are so afraid to touch because they think, oh my God, I'm gonna get turned on, I'm gonna get an erection, I'm gonna get wet.
Right.
And so they avoid touching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it is. It's really sad, because I just feel being in touch with yourself sexually then enables you to be in touch with others
yeah.
at a more connected level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm happy that, you know, we are able to kind of have this brief conversation about this today. Because,
thank
as
you.
I said earlier, it's just something that's needed. So in the last couple of minutes that we have left, I don't know, was there anything else in particular that you really wanted to share with my audience about the work that you do?
Sure.
And, you know, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two websites. If they're interested in phone sex, since your
mm-hmm.
listeners are in the United States, or if they're planning to visit Toronto, my website is www.lovetalkwithleslie.com,
mm-hmm.
and Leslie is spelled Lesley. So you can
mm-hmm.
check out that website. And I also have another website where I do feminine power coaching for women,
mm-hmm.
and the website is I Am Goddess. Spaces,
mm-hmm.
iamgoddess.ca.
Okay.
So if you want to learn how to, you know, improve or expand your femininity and your magnetism and your sexuality,
mm-hmm.
definitely check out that website as well.
Okay. That sounds good. Wow. This is why I need you to support my show and, you know, sponsor me, because really we should be having like an hour, 2 hour conversation here. So support the show so that we can have these hour long conversations, because this is just really too good to stop. But I want to thank Leslie for being on the show today. And I just wanted to ask you, are there any, like, last words of advice that you would like to offer to my audience?
You know, if you have children, hug them. If you have babies, hold them. Sleep with your kids. Sleep in the bed with them sometimes and just hug them. You know, if you are married or you have a boyfriend, make sure you massage him before intercourse. For men, make sure you spend time massaging the woman's breasts and sucking them, massaging her buttocks, you know, massage the outside of her vagina. Don't just penetrate her right away. Take your time and give her a really good massage for at least 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hold off on the penetration. Don't rush to it. Take your time.
Right. Right. Wow.
That's it.
I love that. Wow, I'm just like so ready right now. Wow.
Thank you, Tiffany.
You threw me for a loop today. I was not expecting all of this right now. I'm like, okay. I like surprises, though. So, hey.
So do I.
Like, this was a very nice surprise. But thank you so much for sharing your time with me and my listeners today. I really appreciate you and the work that you're doing, and I hope that you can, you know, get all the support and clients that you need. And I hope everyone visits your site because it's just such an educational experience and such a freeing experience as well. And just as much as Leslie is very sexual, she's very spiritual and loving as well. And you can feel that energy anytime you visit any of her websites. So I would encourage you to do that. And once again, Leslie, thank you so much. And anytime you want to come back to the show and just hit me up, Tiff, have some issues I want to discuss, hey, I'm always here.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. I know it was kind of short, but sometimes short, sweet, and sexy is the best way to go. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I know I did. I think you need to go find your little friend and go have some fun. I think I am. Anyway, join me next week. I'm going to have a very special show. We're going to be talking about thyroid disease and what you can do to protect yourself and figure out if you have a thyroid problem and some tips on if you know you do have thyroid issues or don't have your thyroid, some tips on how to just kind of cope with life. I'm going to have a very special guest who is going to be educating us on that. So stay tuned, and I may be able to squeeze in another show sometime this week, but I'm not promising anything. So anyway, have a happy Labor Day weekend. And just for those of you who aren't in the United States, just have a nice weekend. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. So make sure you join me. Hit me up on Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook and on Twitter. And I love you. Peace, love, and happiness. Have a great day.